We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know, I don't know how we missed it, but when you say food truck, it gets all of our attention. And with the potential to have a food truck park in Hartford, I don't know if people will drive down 95 and see that whole section of food trucks in New Haven down by the IKEA, but I mean, it looks amazing. We'd love to have something like that up here. And we wanted to welcome in Quan and Rebecca Quach here on Brian & Company and WTIC. Is someone upstairs and someone downstairs? How are we doing it this morning?
We are good. How are you?
I'm good. You guys are both on the phone, though, right?
Yes, we are.
All right. Hey, listen, so this is, I mean, I think this, is this definitely going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to take a little bit of time. We're at the park right now, yeah, right at work, right in the morning.
So what is the timetable here, you know, in terms of it happening? Give people a sense of, you know, where it will be and when do you think, if it's going to happen, it will happen.
Okay. All right. So this is located at 510 Farmington Avenue in Hartford. It's in the west end of Hartford, right off of Sisson Avenue exit, off 84. We were shooting to open for Memorial Day weekend, but we are still waiting for MDC to approve plans. We're waiting for City of Hartford inspectors to come and inspect so we can start building and doing the last work that we need so we can install bathrooms, because we have bathroom trailer here, have water running, and we are bringing electrical into the parking lot as well.
So
we have a little bit of work to go.
Go ahead.
But in the meantime, we continue to work on what we can work to get it ready. We have a lot of tables that we are refinishing, repurposing from the schools. We are making love seats with them. We're making high tops. We're making individual seats and small family-style tables as well. So we do have quite a bit going on.
I'm curious, when it comes to how it works, you know, say you're good to go, how do you determine, you might want to turn your radio down too, so I can hear myself a little bit there. How do you determine, you know, the demand for the food trucks that want to be there? Like, do people can just show up and bring their food truck in? How does that work?
The way it's going to work is we are going to rotate the food trucks on a daily basis when we are open. But each food truck has to have their permits and everything in order with the City of Hartford Health Department.
And do you know is demand already there? Like, do people want in?
Oh, yes. They stop by while we are here working. They want more information. They want to know how can they come here. They are limited where they can go in Hartford and surrounding towns as well. This is a very busy area, so they definitely want to be here. They want to know how can we get in, how can we, you know, have our trucks there. And there are some that don't even have the trucks. They do have all of their permits, and they have their setup as required by the city, and they will be allowed to be here as well.
You know, I'm curious. We're talking with Quan and Rebecca Quach here on Brian & Company, who plan to open a food truck park in Hartford in the West End. How did this idea come about? You see this, abandoned property, and you're like driving by on the way to, you know, doing whatever, and you're like, hey, a food truck park would be good there. Like, how does this happen?
We live in the neighborhood, love the neighborhood, and I also own a food truck. So I know the struggles of, you know, finding places to vend and to work from. Like you said, surrounding towns, they don't give you a lot of options when it comes to vending. So I noticed the empty park that's been here for 20 years and just reached out to the owner and, you know, threw it in his brain that this is something I wanted to do. And he teaches it. Took him a while to get back to me, but it's getting there.
Yes.
And so from a business standpoint, you know, and you could share, how does it, because any business, I mean, we're all about, especially on this show, things that are great for our communities, and we want the city of Hartford to be great. How does it become a sustainable business for the two of you? Do the food trucks pay a certain fee, or is there an entrance fee to the park? How does it work?
Yeah, there'll be a fee for the trucks to vend here. I think the fairest way to do it is percentage of sales. So if you have a good day, you know, it's 15% of sales for the trucks. And if you have a good day, it's not, you know, it's not a lot of money for them to pay up. But if it's a slow day, they don't have to pay that much.
Right.
Instead of paying a one-time fee.
That makes sense. So when will you know? And can you let us know when, if and when you get approval, and when's the next step? I mean, it seems a little ambitious to be able to get up and running in like 2 weeks, but when do you think you'll find out the next step?
Well, we'll find out within a week or so.
Within the next couple of days. By the end of the week, we're hoping to find out from MDC. Everything has been submitted to them as required. So we're just waiting for their approval. With the city, I mean, we're waiting. Obviously, we have a big pergola, 20 by 30 pergola that we are going to be building. So they need to come in and inspect the footings. Once that is done, then it's just having us work very quickly to get that pergola up and ready to go. And then, I mean, it will take us a couple of weeks to finish what we're doing. It's just the process, the legality, and the process of the city.
Yeah.
And like I said, an MDC, that's what's holding us up right
now.
Well,
if the MDC folks are listening, if the ducks are in a row, let the ducks loose. Quan and Rebecca, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Quan and Rebecca Quatch, and look for that food truck on Farmington Ave in the west end of Hartford.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.